USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brandon Bernard was executed late Thursday night at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, making him the 9th federal inmate to be put to death this year. The Supreme Court denied Bernard's request for a stay of execution Thursday night. Bernard was convicted of killing youth ministers Todd and Stacy Bagley by forcing them into the trunk of a car, then setting it ablaze. The first COVID vaccine expected to be deployed in the United States won the backing of the Food and Drug Administration. Advisors who met Thursday to consider emergency use authorization for the vaccine voted 17-4 with one abstention. One of the most anticipated video games of 2020 is Cyberpunk 2077. Keanu Reeves stars in the new video game as Johnny Silverhand. The game uses Keanu's likeness and voice. Cyberpunk 2077 is an open-world adventure story set in Night City. You play as V, a mercenary outlaw going after a one-of-a-kind implant that is key to immortality. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What is the NDAA and why is it being frowned upon by those voting on the measure? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A vote on the National Defense Policy Bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's abilities to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in Afghanistan.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime, but when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House Wednesday. The federal government would shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight on Friday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tebow from the Friday movie franchise has died. Tommy Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon and pronounced dead. That was confirmed by his manager, Cindy Cowan. The coroner's office is investigating and a cause of death has yet to be revealed. Mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and did well as shielding the explosive information from American voters. Some emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoing. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki gets us up to date on the story.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.